Happy Tuesday, everybody, and Red Jumpsuit Apparatus Day!
Woo! That is today, tonight.
I'm so excited. Here's the deal, bro. Here's the HDB. You have until 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time to get your tickets for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. And then they're gone online, and you're going to have to brave a really long line and hope there are enough tickets for you to get in.
Yes, and it's going to be cold tonight.
It is, so you definitely want to be in the line that says, already got your tickets.
It's going to go much faster that way. Get them now at mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, that's right. Tonight, 7 p.m., Rest, Spoken, and the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in concert, Lobo Theater. Tickets available, mystaticradio.com, only until 10 a.m., Mountain Standard Time.
Get them now.
Yeah. It's going to be an amazing day. It's New Music Tuesday. We've got a lot of music to premiere. Going to be talking with Nate Young from Carol Hood in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm excited about that.
That's right.
Lots of stuff we're going to be premiering this morning. So, good times. Good times. Speaking of good times, Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hello.
Good morning, Matthew.
How are you guys doing?
Doing quite well. How are you?
Good. Tonight is supposed to be the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus concert, I've heard, huh?
Not supposed to. It is.
Yes, and too bad it's too cold outside, and, you know.
That's why it's an indoor show.
It's an indoor show. You can still come.
Yeah.
Don't let that fool you.
Yeah, it's in a theater where there's walls.
Heaters.
Doors.
Yeah, insulation.
Yeah, chairs.
Oh, my goodness. How you doing, Mitch?
I'm good.
I can say anything. It's just like...
Over. Yeah. Gone. Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you, Matthew?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. It's another day getting ready for school again.
Yep. That happens every Tuesday. Almost every Tuesday.
Yep, and I've got some interesting news for today. I'm expecting some visitors from Volcano Vista.
Mm-hmm.
Coming about their language arts department. I think it's regarding... You know, some people from French and then Italian, you know, all that, the different languages.
Wow.
They're going to have them come in, but I'm not really interested in that because it's a lot of extra, you know.
But you have to take a communications class, so you have to take a language or be in choir. So, you're going to have to, or drama. You're going to have to do that. You have to get those credits out of the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll just think about that one.
You have to do it.
Which high school did you go to, Mitch?
I went to Moriarty, out in the boonies, in the mountains.
I know what you mean by boonies. My house is in the boonies, exactly.
Yep.
Long ride in. Hey, is Steve-O driving you crazy at all this morning?
So far, that's what he's doing.
Hey, but he's hilarious. That's a good thing.
So I can put up with it.
Yeah.
So what do you want to hear?
Ooh. Let's see, this morning, Sparrow and the Wolf by James McMorrow.
James.
I wanted to give it out to my special ed bus company manager, Eileen.
Eileen.
The yard.
I thought it was Yvonne.
No, that's the bus company manager.
Oh, manager is Eileen. Wow, okay.
Yvonne is the bus driver.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, talk to you guys tomorrow on Way Too Early Wednesday.
There you go, Matthew from Albuquerque. That guy.
There he is. There
he's
he goes.
So good. That dude makes me laugh.
Yeah. No,
I'm going to start trying to throw him off. I'm going to start trying to have, like, interesting conversations. Because no matter what I ask or say, he just, like, blows right over it and then just wants to talk to you.
Well, it used to be the opposite. It used to be, I'd be like, hey, Matthew, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. And he'd be like, hey, Steve-O.
Yeah.
So
maybe it's whoever initiates a conversation with him makes him nervous, and then he just wants to talk to the other person.
Yes. Test.
I think we'll figure that out. We'll test that tomorrow.
It's a science fair project.
Ooh, my kids are doing the science fair right now. So maybe that could be their science fair project.
What is your hypothesis? Hypothesis.
My hypothesis is...
Wait, it's an educated guess.
Is that he doesn't like confrontational conversations. Therefore, whoever starts the conversation with him, he will pick the other person to talk to.
That is also my educated guess. Is it sad that we have a fifth grader definition of hypothesis? Because that's just like literally what the dictionary said in the back of the book.
Yeah, but that's what it means. Why is that a fifth grade? That's what it is.
I've been saying that since like fifth grade.
An educated guess.
Like, right? If they're like, Anybody know what a hypothesis is? I raised my hand and said an educated guess.
Yes.
That's exactly
what it is. That's correct.
I couldn't figure any other way to explain it.
What other way is there to explain it? That's it. So then what comes after the hypothesis?
I don't remember.
The testing?
Sure.
The theory? Then it becomes sound doctrine? I don't remember.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I should know these things. My son is going through the science fair right now.
Did he figure out what he's doing his project on?
Corey came over last night, my nephew,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about things as well. As well as Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly, yesterday you guys came over to watch a TV show, and he was talking about the soggy cereal.
Which would be awesome. Maybe he should do that.
Oh, I don't know, man. They waste enough cereal as it is. Especially on Saturdays.
No, he has to eat it.
Yeah! No, they never do.
Okay, I don't eat it when it gets soggy, and I don't drink the milk.
Yeah,
gross.
Makes me crazy. I'm like, come on, you guys poured a big old bowl of cereal. You're eating it!
You know what Here's my solution as an adult. This is what's happened to me.
All right.
I will pour the cereal in the milk, and I'll eat a bowl, and then I'll pour more cereal in the milk that's still there, mm-hmm. and I'll keep eating it until most of the milk is gone.
What?
Because I don't want to drink the milk, but I don't want to waste it either, because I have to buy that milk. Milk is expensive.
Wait, so you'll pour milk back into the...
No, I pour more cereal into the milk.
Oh, okay.
Until it's like soaked up enough into the cereal.
Gotcha. No, I got you now.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? You just, would you like a glass of milk, chunks, pour out?
why is there a soggy Fruit Loop in my glass of milk?
Oh, we put it in there for taste.
We like to reuse the milk from our cereal. Oh.
Which is gross. I don't even like drinking it directly after, because it's like got that grainy, powdery.
And we have like 7 different cereals because of our children, so it'd be a mixture of like Captain Crunch and blah.
See, we don't buy any of that right now. We don't have kids, so.
What? You just buy the healthy stuff?
I love the healthy stuff.
This is the time where you don't have to
eat the
healthy stuff. No, gross. These are the times of your life where you don't have to.
Granola.
Your mom is not making you eat that junk.
My mom didn't.
Junk. You need to get healthy things like
chocolate
Captain Crunch.
My mom always bought that stuff for us anyway.
Oh, really?
So she never bought us the healthy cereal. She could have. I just didn't need it.
My mom tried to get us to eat like the granola cereal and all the healthy stuff.
Cheerios without sugar. I was going to add like 4 tablespoons of sugar on that.
Right. Well, we used to put real honey in it to try and make it bitter. Yeah.
I just put sugar.
And then we discovered there's something called Honey Nut Cheerios. We're like, can we please just get that one instead?
It's
please,
a few cents
we're
more.
We're wasting so much honey. Please,
and honey's expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever I go to buy honey, I'm like, oh yeah. That's why I never want to use this stuff.
Yeah, it was always that or like Kix or like...
What is the saying for Kix?
I don't know. Get your Kix.
No, it's at Route 6. Nope, that's not it. I don't remember. It's just like some little kid saying, Kix are so good. But then you try them, you're like, that tastes
silly
like...
Silly rabbit, Kix are for kids.
That's tricks.
Right. Silly rabbit, Kix are for trits.
Kix are for... Wait. I can't say that. No.
Oh, it is Tuesday. Get your tickets now. MyStaticRadio.com. Coming up tonight, the red jumpsuit apparatus spoken. And rest.
MyStaticRadio.com.
There it is.
It's at MyStaticRadio.com.
Did we mention it's at MyStaticRadio.com?
Get your tickets now.
At MyStaticRadio.com.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Black Keys, song called Everlasting Light. You can learn more at MyStaticRadio.com/Culture Shock. They actually won Rock Record of the Year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm so confused by all these...
He won, like,
Grammys.
Producer of the Year.
Okay, but here's the thing. They're all so similar. Like, here's Rock Record of the Year. Here's Country Record of the
Year.
Here's
Rock Album of the Year.
Here's Rock Album.
Here's Rock Single of the Year.
These are the ones that were on vinyl only. So, here's Record of... I'm like, wait, who won what?
Yeah.
Like,
the biggest one is Album of the Year.
And that was Mumford?
That was Mumford for Babel. Yeah.
Okay.
They won.
Dang.
Yeah.
What have I accomplished in my life? He's 26.
Okay. you're on a pseudo-successful morning show.
Okay, that's good.
You're doing good.
As long as
you always have this, like, you can never leave this job, because then really you won't have...
Anything.
So, Static!
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I was wondering if you could play a song for me.
Maybe. Yeah.
Do you think you guys have Dialogue Prophet, Wrecking Ball?
Sidewalk Prophets?
Wrecking Ball by Fido Prophets.
All right. I'll try and dig that up.
All right.
Thank you.
He was so
serious
about that. Better play it.
Speaking of serious, it is Tuesday, 6:30, which means Tuesday News Day.
It is Tuesday News Day. Breaking news. A new study looked into whether daylight may slow kids' vision loss. For nearsighted children in Denmark, vision deteriorated faster when days were shortest and more slowly during the summer months.
Wait, what about daylight?
It just happened in Denmark. It's when the daylight
comes to Canada. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Oh, I was still singing.
They performed that at the Grammys with Alicia Keys. Yeah.
It was
like a duet.
I'm going to see it.
Like,
don't worry. Yeah. I'm going to see it.
And he did that whole thing. He had his clothes on, too, so it was good.
Oh, good.
My kids could watch. They loved it. So my kids love Adam Levine for some reason. I think because of the voice. They just, anything he does, they think it's like the coolest thing in the world.
Something I'm slowly realizing, your kids and I have the same music taste.
It's true!
I find out they like Justin, I like Justin.
Wait, which Justin?
Bieber and Timberlake.
Yeah.
Both. Oh, whatever, like they don't know all of the raps to Justin songs.
We watched the SNL performances, we didn't watch the show with our children, obviously.
You can't watch the performances. Those were the worst part of SNL.
It was terrible.
You can't watch those.
No. The grown-ups watched the whole show.
Oh, okay. So you saw it.
Yes.
He did such a good job for the... Okay.
I think your husband was being nice yesterday, because he was like, yeah, it was all right. You know, it was me.
I love Justin.
Yeah, of course you do. So you're like blinded by that. And you were throwing way off.
Okay, I think what
wasn't that good.
I think what I did was I lowered my expectations much.
Obviously, because you were like, "Oh, it was so good," and we're like, "I'm gonna take Kelly's word over hers because she's blinded," and he was still, you know, was
the
like
other
really
actors
kind.
Really brought it. The other people, yeah. It was hilarious. Yeah.
There was like one skit where I really laughed out loud.
Blyce?
Yes. Yes. And then everything else was like, okay. All right. Cool. Miley Cyrus. All right. Whatever.
Miley Cyrus.
She's funny. Now, yeah. Anyways. But he was not good. I don't know if he was like sick or what, but that voice, bro. I'm sorry. You got some interesting taste in music.
It sounds great on the album. And probably live. That was, he's just...
No, hey, guess what? That was live.
No. I just think he was having a weird night with performances.
Speaking of weird, Tuesday News Day, we've done one story and talked about Maroon 5 and Bieber for 2 minutes. Breaking news!
Breaking news! We've seen photography of the moon and photography taken on the moon.
Right.
People have even left photography gear up there.
That's not breaking news.
But did you know a photo from Earth is up there?
Wait, what?
But did you know that a photo from Earth is up there? Did you know a photo from Earth is up there?
Okay.
How should I say that?
I don't know. The inflection was good all around.
On April 23rd, 1972, Apollo 16 astronaut Charlie Duke took his third and final jaunt to the moon. He and fellow astronaut John Young took the lunar rover exploring in the highlands. And while they were there, Duke left a token on the surface of the moon. A portrait of his family. The photo depicts him, his wife Dorothy, and two sons, Thomas and Charles, posing on what looks like a park bench. And for over 40 years now, that photo has remained in the same exact...
Sorry.
Breaking news! And for over 40 years, that photo has remained in the same exact spot. In a way, Duke not only took his family to the moon, they never left.
That was
longest story ever.
It'd be so worthless. You're never going back to the moon.
Whatever.
Ever.
Longest story ever. Oh yeah, my photo's on the moon.
Yeah, I guess that's you have like one up capability for life.
For life.
Yeah. All right. Tuesday News Day.
Breaking news. You can bet Facebook doesn't like this.
Uh-oh.
The social network is currently being sued for its use of the like button.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Like this.
They didn't like it.
I read that one correctly.
Okay.
A feature which was patented by a Dutch programmer in 1998, 5 years before Facebook's launch.
Really?
Yes. Yes, yes. Steve-O. The patents were granted as part of the functionality of Surfbook, a social diary that allows users to like each other's content. The original patent holder has passed away, but the current patent holder has chosen to seek legal action against Facebook.
Wow. That doesn't bode well for them.
Were you trying? Is that a joke? Because I'm not getting it.
No.
Bode.
Yeah, it's called having a vocabulary.
Oh, okay, I don't have
that. That's bad. Okay. That's bad for Facebook. That's bad for them.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay,
hold on. Cheese Newsday?
Hold on. Yes. Breaking news! If you live in an area with a lot of winter weather, you probably own boot spikes. The problem is, once you get inside, they tend to destroy everything they touch. So you take them off outside, go in, go back out, put them on. It's a long, drawn-out process, just like this. That's annoying. German company Mendel has decided to fix it by building retractable spikes right into the shoe. Called the Tiftvision system. The inside of the sole of Mendel's upcoming boots contain a gearing system. Flip a switch on the heel of your boot, the spikes pop out.
That's amazing!
You'll have all the traction you need for cruddy weather or slick patches of ice. Once you're safely indoors and away from ice sheets, just flip the switch again and the spikes retract. You still have a boot sole with a lot of traction and no carpet destroying spikes.
Dude, that sounds like something James Bond would rock! Oh, yes! Come on, A View to a Kill? Are you kidding me? James Bond would! He has all the crazy gadgets!
Is that what happens?
Yes! In the 80s, that's what happened. Skyfall came out on Blu-ray today. I haven't seen it yet.
Neither have I.
I hear it's the best Bond.
That's what I hear.
Are you down with breaking news? I just want to listen to James Bond.
Just keep listening to James Bond.
Retractable spiky boots. That's awesome.
I was hoping that the spikes would be like elsewhere.
They need to work on those for like cleats.
Huh? I know.
Our kids' games.
Oh.
You know? They always, like, whether it's football, now baseball, they rock the cleats, but they can't wear them around all the time. They're going to mess up the cleats. So they have to like bring sandals, like flip-flops, wear the flip-flops. Then we gotta put the cleats on. Then we gotta take the cleats off and put flip-flops back on. Just saying.
Would you
retractable
like
retractable cleats?
Would you like kind of boring news, or would you like sad news to end this?
Well, I don't want to end it like I don't want to be sad, but I don't want to be bored. I'd rather be bored than sad, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Breaking news. American Express will let cardholders buy stuff by using a Twitter hashtag. Amex customers who sync their cards to their Twitter accounts can buy items if they use the right hashtag. The first such item is a $25 Amex. Is it Amex? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Amex.
I don't have
American Express.
Amex gift card, which will go for $15 if you tweet hashtag buy Amex gift card 25. It's a really long hashtag.
We're gonna start seeing hashtags everywhere as if they're not already taking over Instagram pages.
I know.
Ugh.
That'd be funny hashtag for Instagram though. Other offers will be rolled out this week, including an Amazon Kindle Fire. Blah, blah, blah.
So that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Here's what sucks about it. At the Grammys, LL Cool J, like every 3 minutes.
Really?
Hey, so hashtag Grammys.
Oh, yeah, that was dumb.
We're here tonight. All you got to do is hashtag this. Yo, check this out. Hashtag. I'm like, man.
Every 4 seconds.
Really?
I heard it a lot for that 1 hour I watched the Grammys.
We have some friends, and I'm not going to say who they are, but Drew Newman from Ives.
He has about 80 hashtags for every picture.
Every photo! I can't hang, dude! I can't do it, because I'm like, then it takes me 7 minutes to read all his hashtags.
Why are you
hashtag
reading them?
Hashtag bike, hashtag motorcycle, hashtag Malibu, hashtag surf, hashtag sunny, hashtag wetsuit, hashtag slick back hair.
He just hashtags tattoo, every single detail
tattoos,
in the picture.
Hashtag, yes, singular and plural. I'm like, I don't understand.
You're, hashtag tree.
You still
hashtag
only got
trees.
12 likes on this. I don't understand.
Hashtag treeing. Hashtag. This makes some sense.
Steamer.
Morning.
Good morning.
The landscape pictures he sends are really nice.
They are.
The Cafe Racer baby pictures
are my favorite, actually.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
I love that Cafe Racer.
Oh.
I love that thing. I was jealous when it was on this campus, and I'm jealous of it in photo. It's a beautiful bike.
It is a really pretty bike.
Hashtag bike. Hashtag beautiful bike.
Hashtag
handlebars.
Bikes.
Hashtag rear view mirror.
Hashtag cafe racer.
Hashtag cafe.
Hashtag
racer. Hashtag cafe racer. Hashtag racing stripe. Hashtag racing stripes. Hashtag motorcycle.
Hashtag
tires. Motorcycle tires. Hashtag motorcycle. Hashtag tires.
Hashtag ride.
Hashtag beach.
Hashtag Cali.
Hashtag Malibu.
Hashtag why do I have so many hashtags?
Yep. I don't want hashtags to become trendy and cool.
Oh, it's not going to. It's almost over.
Whatever. A credit card company is offering discounts if you hashtag them.
Yeah, it's going to be one
ridiculous.
Of those things we look back in 10 years and be like, remember that?
Oh.
It was dumb.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. All right, moving right along. Good job, Tuesday News Day.
Yeah, whatever. Two snooze days. All boring.
Number one gun, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There are things happening.
It's true.
The road is closed due to construction unsure between McMahon and Bandelier. There is also road construction. The right lane is closed on Gibson East at Valencia. Left lane is closed on Louisiana North between Manal and Candelaria. There is also more road construction. Another left lane closed Wyoming between San Antonio, Harper, and Paseo del Norte. There is a junk load of construction over, what is that, south? What would you consider? What kind of, the metro area? What is this? Do you see this?
Yeah.
You see this?
Yeah.
This is out of control.
Southwest of the Big High.
Yes, it is bad. There is construction work Lomas East at I-25, Locust and Oak Street. Right lane is closed, 3rd Northwest South at Marble. There's also road construction at 1st and Lead. I'm going to read all of these.
No!
Right lane is closed, Central East at Broadway. There is also, what's this? This one's hiding.
Just stay away from that entire area.
The left lane is closed, Cole between, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Ramp restrictions, I-25 South at Avenida Cesar Chavez, that's exit 223, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669, that's 505-338-3669.
We have a few birthdays to celebrate today.
Oh, yes, it is February 12th.
February 12th, also a very important someone, which I will get to in a little bit.
Okay.
Baseball Hall of Famer Bill Russell.
Wait, did you say baseball? Basketball.
Basketball?
Bill Russell, dude.
I'm sorry. Basketball player? See, you usually don't know this stuff.
I don't or you don't?
I don't.
Okay, I was going to say, I know who Bill Russell is.
Let me start. Hall of Fame basketball player.
Yeah.
Bill Russell
there
is?
There you go. 78.
79.
Ah! Okay.
Sportscaster and former baseball player Joe Graziola is
53.
You don't know who that is?
Joe Graziola.
Graziola.
Joe
Graziola.
53. 87. Wow. So no, I don't.
Cool Hand Luke John Don Baker.
No way. 90.
77.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Author Judy Blume.
Yes! 53.
75.
Wow. Okay, way off.
Michael Ironside.
Hey! He was General Lane, Lois Lane's dad in Smallville, but he's been in about a gajillion other things. 58.
63.
Ah!
Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers.
Yes! Michael McDonald, I'm like 65.
61.
No!
Yes. Joanna Kearns from Growing Pains.
Ah, yes. 50.
60.
Nah!
Arsenio Hall.
Yes, Arsenio. That dude's got to be like 53.
58.
Ah!
You're not doing so good right now. Josh Brolin.
Ooh, Josh Brolin from No Country for Old Men?
Yes. I saw that movie. I really enjoy that movie.
I actually never saw that movie, but they filmed it here.
Oh.
Men in Black 3. Okay, wait. He was in, wasn't he in like Goonies? Or he? Okay, I'm
know.
Just trying to think. Going all the way back. That was in like 80s. 45.
He's 45.
Yes!
The worst!
Oh, I know birthdays so well and stuff! Or I read your paper this morning. I'm just kidding. I totally didn't. I promise.
You cannot cheat.
I didn't.
I'd also like to wish a very happy birthday to Jesse Spencer.
I don't know who that is either.
34. I don't even know if it's a boy or girl. I think it's a boy. Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci?
Uh-huh.
From Adam's Family?
From Casper.
She was Wednesday.
I know.
Okay, so when I was a kid, she's got to be like
33. She's
33. It doesn't get any better than this. I'm so fantastically smart at guessing things.
This is rock bottom.
It's incredible. All right, anyways.
It's rock bottom. Also like to wish a very happy birthday to Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, dude, 153.
I feel like he's older than that. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Have me guess and not know how old he is?
Hold on.
Or would be.
Abraham. What if this isn't his birthday and I just grew up thinking it was? Because
my older son has been learning a lot about Abraham Lincoln right now because, like, that's the time, you know? It's that time in school for him to learn about Abraham Lincoln. So he's been telling me so many random facts about Abraham Lincoln. But I'm like...
He's 204.
He's 204?
Born in 1809. So 1909, 2009.
Yes. Yes.
Haha. Math. Woo! Also, a very happy birthday to my mom.
Hey! Sweet! Oh. If it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be here.
I'd like to thank my mom for being born.
So that you could be born?
So that I could be born.
Yay, happy
and
birthday, your mom.
And for taking care of me all of her life, even to now.
She still takes care of you?
Yeah.
Wow.
She doesn't know it.
Poor Kelly.
I know. No. She's the least interfering mom in the entire world.
What does that even mean?
Meaning she doesn't, like, intrude. She doesn't like to, you know.
Uh-huh.
She's very good about those types of things. So happy birthday, Mom.
There you go.
Love you.
All right.
Today is also Pancake Day.
Ah, yes.
Today is PB&J Day.
Well, you could do both. You could have a PB&J pancake. Boom!
Yes. Okay, also today is Shrove Tuesday, sometimes called Pancake Tuesday.
What's that?
It's stupid. That's what that is. And yeah. I didn't know that this was today.
Huh.
This is a surprise. I thought it happened in March or so. Yeah. No, I don't know. Today is Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Fat Tuesday. I didn't know that today was...
Never been.
Neither have I, but still, it's like a day that we all know about for some reason.
Really? I don't.
You know about Mardi
Gras. Does that mean tomorrow's Ash Wednesday?
Yes. That's exactly what that means. Tomorrow's Ash Wednesday.
Right.
That's how that works.
Yeah, she hit a lot of those. Actually, a friend of mine posted on Facebook, someone who... works out at K-Wave in L.A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lincoln's birthday, President of the United States annual State of the Union address to the joint session of the Congress. It is Fat Tuesday in New Orleans. And the closing night of the Westminster Dog Show in New York City.
Oh, all happening on the same day. I can't believe I missed that one.
Yeah, well, you know.
Wait. Like they're closing forever or just for the year?
No, it's like the Super Bowl.
Ah. Really? For dogs?
For dogs.
I don't watch.
I don't either, but they're so cute.
Just before 7 o'clock, it is Tuesday, which means New Music Tuesday. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be premiering some brand new stuff from some amazing bands like Carol Hood. I have a few this morning that I'm really excited to share because we got a couple bands that are lead singers from other bands who decided to join other bands, or a solo artist who decided to start a new band, and some good stuff.
So it's all talent.
It's all stuff that you guys get to guess on.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm stoked. Coming right back, we got the Rocket Boys. We got some Temper Trap for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Rocket Boys. The song is called The Best because, well...
It's the best.
It's the best, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That jam just makes you feel good.
And happy and...
Love it.
There's, like, birds flying around.
Oh, speaking of, it's perfect time to talk about this. National Marriage Week. We've been highlighting something every day throughout the week, as it is National Marriage Week.
It is.
Kicked off on the 7th, and it goes through to Valentine's Day, and I read the story that really is just meant to make you cry, Mitch.
That's what I was really hoping for today. I actually didn't wear a lot of makeup because I was afraid I was going to cry over a story like this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, bring it.
All right. So, I don't know if I can tell it. We get a lot of stories from Reddit.
Yeah.
This site... It's basically a place to put, like, photos and stuff, like receipts. That's where we got the receipt stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A letter was posted to Reddit, and it has already been viewed by more than 2 million users.
Wow.
Thousands of people have left comments. And it was a letter that an ER doctor wrote to a husband. It's an emergency room doctor at New York Presbyterian Hospital. And, some of the stuff has been removed for privacy's sake.
Yes.
I guess the son of the mom posted this. And check it out. Letter reads like this. Dear Mr. Blank, I'm the emergency medicine physician who treated your wife, Mrs. Blah, last Sunday in the emergency department at the hospital. I learned only yesterday about her passing away and wanted to write you to express my sadness. In my 20 years as a doctor in the emergency room, I have never written to a patient or a family member as our encounters are typically hurried and do not always allow for more personal interaction. However, in your case, I felt a special connection to your wife, who was so engaging and cheerful in spite of her illness and trouble breathing. I was also touched by the fact that you seemed to be a very loving couple. You were highly supportive of her, asking the right questions with calm, care, and concern. From my experience as a physician, I find that love and support of a spouse or family member is the most soothing gift, bringing peace and serenity to those critically ill. I am sorry for your loss, and I hope you can find comfort in the memory of your wife's great spirit and your loving bond. My heartfelt condolences go out to you and your family. And then the doctor signed his name. So what happened is this couple went into the emergency room. She was having trouble breathing, dealing with cancer. And this emergency room doctor treated her and, as it says, worked in the ER for the last 20 years. But apparently this couple's love for each other was so strong that it moved people in the ER. And it moved this doctor so much that he had to write a note because he found out, I believe through the newspaper, of her passing, just happened to see it. And found out that this woman, went home and then passed away. And so the 24-year-old, the son, posted this letter. And, of course, over 2 million views already. Thousands of people have already left comment. He sent an email interview in with the Huffington Post. And he said, the son said, quote, if my mother were alive to see this, she would want readers to reflect on the power of showing compassion toward a total stranger. The support I got from Reddit was amazing. Doctors, nurses, and others who have lost their mothers to cancer were all shocked and amazed that the doctor actually took time to write such a heartfelt, meaningful letter. And it got me to thinking about this because the way we carry ourselves with our spouses is so important. It's National Marriage Week, and I read the story yesterday. And it's incredible how we get pissy over the smallest of things. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you could be at the grocery store. You could be at, especially my wife and I, you know, we have three kids. And it gets a little crazy at the grocery store. And you never know how your interaction may touch someone's life just by simply showing that love. In fact, John 13:34-35 says, a new command I give to you to love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, by your love, all men will know you are my disciples, by your love for one another. And it's talking about your love toward other believers, your love toward, and I mean, especially your spouse.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, I hope that this letter from this doctor inspires you to shower your significant other with that love, to be patient, to be kind, to not be self-seeking. Man, love holds no record of wrongdoing. Go back and read 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and just seek what God says about love. And if you are married, man, that is the love we ought to show our spouse. That's the love that God has for us. And I think in the times where it's easy to get frustrated with one another and find fault with one another and want to blame one another, we have to remember that love from 1 Corinthians 13 is how God loves us. And if that's the way he's showing his love for us, that better be the way you're showing your love for your spouse. You know, it was very moving to get the story yesterday and read the letter, especially since this is an ER doctor who probably deals with, I couldn't even tell you how many patients every single day in the emergency room, patient after patient after patient. And 20 years he's been an emergency room doctor, has never written a letter, and felt compelled to write this letter because of the love that this couple showed one another, the patience, the kindness, the joy that they had. I don't know if they were believers. Right. I don't know that. But I do know that it was so moving, so touching, that it compelled this doctor to write a note to the husband, mm-hmm. which was just moving, man.
Yeah.
You know, you don't think about that. Well, I just immediately go back to the grocery store. That's where, you know, we grocery shop together. Those are the frustrating times of, okay, Chrissy always goes crazy because I
wanna
always shop hungry. Oh. Yeah, but I always shop hungry.
So you just want everything.
Oh, yeah. This last time we went, we got to the line. And I started pulling down out of the basket, and she was like, yep, you went grocery shopping with me. Because it was like, chocolate Captain Crunch, and there's some fake Twinkies, and there's some, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just see there, I'm the sucker for the end caps. So whatever they put on the end caps.
You're that person.
I'm that person. I'm why they have those huge displays of like, what?
You're falling for their trick.
Chocolate-covered gingerbread s'more things? Yeah, I need these. I've never even heard of them.
You're easily deceived.
I am. They're probably terrible.
Yeah.
But they look so appealing on that end cap, so I nab them. Anyways, all that to say. Dude, go
back.
That
was an amazing story.
Reread 1 Corinthians 13 and just ponder that today. It is National Marriage Week, and it goes through February 14th. So as we're you know, having fun and hanging out on the show, it's always good to take a moment to reflect. And as we're reflecting for National Marriage Week, yeah, just a thought. How you carry yourself with your significant other. Somebody's always going to be watching. And maybe it will inspire somebody else. Or maybe it won't. Maybe it'll turn somebody off from marriage.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll make them think, why would I want that? It's the way we are as Christians, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of people who say, why would I want Christianity? You guys are such hypocritical jerks. You guys don't treat each other with love. You guys are argumentative. You guys fight. You guys are quarrelsome.
Mm-hmm.
You guys hate each other. Why would I care? Why do I want that? And of course, the answer is because you need hope found only in Jesus Christ. But if all they're seeing is this bickering and this bitterness and no real love flowing out, then what else is there? I don't know. Just a thought.
That was nice.
Thanks, bro. I saw the story. I had to share. So, moving right along.
Are we?
It is 7:15, which means
oh no,
time for
that
traffic.
The right lane is closed on Candelaria between 12th and Don Isidro Street. There is also more construction work. The right lane is closed on Central West between Yucca Drive Northwest and 57th Street, and more roads construction. Three lanes are closed southern at Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Don't forget, tonight, 7 p.m., Lobo Theater, Rest Spoken, and the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
MyStaticRadio.com. You can only get your tickets for a few more hours. They close at 10 o'clock sharp.
10 o'clock. Tickets are shut down online, and you will have to get them at the door.
And they're more expensive at the door.
Yeah, be listening, because we will make sure to update you throughout the day as it hits 10 o'clock, so we have a count to let you know if there will be tickets available at the door.
And they're not going to be too much more expensive at the door, but they will be more expensive.
Yeah, so if you would like to get your tickets in advance, you can get them now at mystaticradio.com. Speaking of the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, got the latest from them. The song's called Salvation. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Band right there called Unifier.
Formerly, they were called Future Ghosts, correct?
Yeah.
Lock in the Light.
Now they're not called that. They're called
now
Unifier.
Now they're called Unifier. But a band we discovered through New Music Tuesday. So check it out. If you are a new artist and you would like to get your music played on New Music Tuesday, all you got to do is send us your stuff. You can do so by going online. MyStaticRadio.com. There's a Locals Rules section. You can send us your MP3s. And who knows? Maybe you'll get discovered.
We just might play it. We will play it for sure, actually.
That band is incredible, man.
Yes.
I love them. I love everything we've ever played from them. We got a lot of great new stuff to play today. Man, some stuff I'm really, really looking forward to sharing this morning. A few different solo artists turned lead singer of new bands. A lot of good stuff.
I'm excited for the stuff that we have because I've heard most of it.
Coming up at 8:15 during New Music Tuesday, we're going to be premiering a brand new Carol Hood track. And we will also have Nathan Young, the drummer of Carol Hood.
And Amberlynn.
And Amberlynn.
But this time it's for Carol Hood.
Yeah, he's going to be on the show hanging out with us, talking about that. So that's exciting. Also, want to remind you guys, coming up tonight, 7 p.m., the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in concert, Spoken and Rest will be joining them. And it's going to be a fantastic show. Tickets are $15 right now if you get them online at mystaticradio.com. That is only good until 10 a.m. At 10 a.m., the tickets will be taken down online, and the only way to get tickets will be at the door. And
you don't want that to be the case because it's going to be cold tonight.
It's going to be cold. There's going to be a crazy long line.
So get there.
I just received... For King and Country, the last show we had there.
That was so sad. It was amazing.
People
it was an amazing
all the way
show.
Around to Richmond, and the show sold out, and we had to turn away a lot of people. We were actually bringing the megaphone tonight so that we can go out there and talk to people.
I am so excited. Can we just talk about how excited I am to be able to talk to a bunch of people? Because usually it's just over the phone.
Yeah.
And tonight I get to talk to everyone.
Usually it's just... stuck in a room with you.
Usually, I didn't want to mention that. I wasn't going
to
bring that part up.
Now I get to, like, hang out with real people. Thanks.
So I'm excited tonight.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a lot
see everyone.
Of fun.
And so come on down. 7 o'clock tonight. Get your tickets now, mystaticradio.com.
There you go. Tickets are only $15. Get them. So we are 27 minutes away from New Music Tuesday. But speaking of music, the Grammys this last weekend and...
I wanted to dress up like a Grammy, watch the Grammys, but nobody else wanted to, so I didn't.
Like the award?
Like an old person. Just watch the Grammys.
Wow.
That's what I really wanted to do. Nobody else.
I was going
to
give you a rim. No, that doesn't even. No, you don't deserve it. No, thank you.
Okay.
So the Grammys went down and some incredible performances.
That's what I hear.
Maroon 5 actually teamed up with Alicia Keys. And Alicia Keys. Little Spot of Trouble, apparently.
Oh, Did you hear that? It was a bubble.
Yeah, that was weird.
Alicia Keys was caught tweeting from an iPhone, and usually... No, that's not a big deal.
An iPhone! The humanity!
That's not what...
Wait, why do we care about that?
Usually it's okay, when people do that.
Okay.
But she's the creative director for BlackBerry.
Oh, okay.
So, when she did that. When she got the gig at BlackBerry's big launch event last month, she spoke in length about how she gave up her iPhone in favor for the new BlackBerry Z10.
Wow.
But she didn't. Okay, and here's the thing about iPhone. They I don't know why, but they always tell you, like, sent from an iPhone.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
It's because they're bragging.
Yeah. I always felt like I was...
They're the gossipy friend.
I remember when I'd get emails, I'm sent from an iPhone, like, shut up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I still have my Flip Razor.
Yeah.
It doesn't really flip anymore. It has, like, dirt in the...
I want to change my signature to say that. Can I change
sent
my
from
signature?
Razor?
Yeah.
Sent from my
Razor. Circa 97.
R-A-Z-R.
Yes. I'm going to do that. I'm going to set it up. So anyways, yeah.
Someone with access... Okay, after tech blogs picked up on her tweet, she posted a follow-up saying her account was hacked.
Oh, come
on. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The original tweet has been deleted since then.
Of course. That's my favorite. I love that. Yeah. It was like Blake Griffin. Do you know Blake Griffin? Basketball player. Clippers.
Yeah.
Rocks it for
He's
the
really
Clippers.
Tall. He's really
he
tall.
Dunked over a Kia. Dunked over a car. He's like a spokesperson for the new Kia.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago was out and about in his not Kia.
Oh, no.
He was in like this Mercedes blah blah blah, and there was a big old hoopla because he's the spokesperson. So the question is, if you're the spokesperson
Well, I have to wonder.
Do you have to always do that?
I have to wonder because, okay, here I go. Ellen, spokesperson for JCPenney. She doesn't always only wear JCPenney clothes. She's also spokesperson for CoverGirl. She's not wearing CoverGirl makeup all the time.
How do you know so much about Ellen? I mean, come on. You need to get away from that, bro.
Here's the thing. Can I just be honest about Ellen?
No, please don't ever.
I love Ellen.
Oh, no.
I love her show. I love her segments. I love how she interviews people.
Actually, her interviewing skills are pretty fantastic.
I love watching her interview people because
You could take that all day long.
And Jimmy Kimmel, those are the people that I watch for interviews.
Yeah.
That's who I want to be like.
Combined, as far as an interview person.
Interview
goes.
Person, yeah.
There you go.
I don't want to be like
them.
They have
them. Similar haircuts, so.
They do. I'm going to cut my hair real short. It
works out.
No.
No, don't do that.
No, not again.
So, yeah, it's interesting because lately they've been quote-unquote busting people.
For not...
But is it a big deal?
No.
505-338-3700, the phone
Let's
number,
see,
by the way, if you'd like to chime in. But, yeah, Blake Griffin, he was busted. He was driving a Mercedes-Benz, and he's the spokesperson for Kia cars.
Kobe Bryant was the spokesperson for Nutella for a while. I'm pretty sure he didn't eat Nutella with every meal.
Yeah, but something like this, if you're the creative consultant for, creative director?
Creative director for BlackBerry, and she said she gave up her iPhone in favor for the new BlackBerry Z10.
And then she's tweeting from her iPhone,
which is user friendly. BlackBerry, here's the thing. BlackBerry is probably a lot more businessy. It's probably got a lot more.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it's as user friendly as an iPhone.
Okay, I don't know.
A lot more buttons.
I wouldn't know. I'm that guy that's always just had one.
So. I had a BlackBerry for one day, and I kid you not, I picked it up and I accidentally dropped it in the parking lot. White screen.
No way.
Forever. I was like,
static.
The deal with the iPhone, I think it's really not that serious.
Yeah.
I mean, like Mitch said, it's not user-friendly as it should be.
And why would you be a spokesperson for something that's not user-friendly? You know what I'm saying?
Money.
Yes. So then if you're making that money,
you better
hold up to it. Yeah.
It's true.
If you're taking money from them to be the spokesperson for something, shouldn't you walk around like, hey... I'm rocking this. This is the best.
Yeah,
that may be true, but there are other sides.
There you go. All right. We're just hearing one side.
Yeah.
I like that. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you'd like to chime in. Don't forget, 20 minutes away, New Music Tuesday. Yes. Going to have Nathan Young joining us. I'm excited.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
The daylights, I hope this gets to you, Static Radio.
Oh, it'll get to me. Apparently, I have a birthday present on the way.
Uh-uh.
Yes, huh? Jackie just said, we can't wait for the concert tonight. My son is excited to give Mitch her birthday gift.
Oh, yeah!
Jackie and her son got me a birthday gift.
That's going to be exciting. Tonight, 7 p.m., Lobo Theater. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in concert. Dude, Spoken released a brand new record today.
I know.
And they're
going to
be
excited.
Here in town rocking that. Live
I am
tonight.
So excited. Tonight, get your tickets now, mystaticradio.com. They're super cheap at the moment.
That's right.
But they will be a little bit more expensive at the door if we have them at the door.
Yeah, keep it locked here for all the details on that. Tickets will go down at 10 a.m. So from that point on, you will have to buy your tickets at the door. We'll keep you posted with how many tickets we have left to sell at the door.
It's tonight at 7 p.m.
Yeah. Doors open at 6:30, so you can get there a little early. I would plan, if you're waiting for the last minute, it's Landa Manana, you want to get your tickets at the door, plan on getting there about 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, get there, get ready. It is Rest, Spoken, and the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus tonight, 7 o'clock, Lobo Theater.
Yep.
Yes,
I'm
dude.
Excited!
So, we're about 13 minutes away from New Music Tuesday, and Nate Young from
joining us.
Yeah, he's going to join us from Amberlin and Carol Hood. We're going to be talking a little bit, but I got a quick something first.
Okay.
I was reading this article. It was about a house. Yeah.
That was perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Because a house that burned down, people who lived there, they had enough time to get a few things out of the house, a lockbox, some clothes, their pets. But the husband grabbed two locomotives in his hobby train set. And it kind of threw me for a loop because,
wow.
Yeah, we're getting ready to move. You know, we've been packing up everything and boxing up stuff. And I got a lot of junk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. I've got a lot of...
It's all very organized, though.
It really is. Thank you. Thank you.
It wasn't thanks to you.
What do you mean? It wasn't thanks to me.
I'm pretty sure your wife said that somebody else came over and helped you guys organize that stuff in the garage.
I'm pretty organized. Her parents came.
Exactly. Yeah, thanks to her parents. Yeah. All your junk is... all this stuff is organized.
Yo, here's the deal. My toys were always cataloged and organized. They were always organized.
Oh, yeah. The other day, I was packing everything, but it took forever because I had to alphabetize my comic books.
I did. You can't just grab a bunch of comics and throw them in a box.
And then you have to separate them because DC and blah, 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 blah. Are you kidding me? Go ahead.
Yes. DC and Marvel. You can't intermingle the two. They're different universes. The comic box would explode.
I know. The world can't handle that just
exactly.
yet.
Exactly.
So
it got me to thinking, though, because, you know, this fire happened and the wife grabbed a lockbox. She grabbed clothes, the mm-hmm. pets. And the husband grabbed two locomotives in his hobby train set. And I'm wondering, I don't know, what would I save? I feel like I would go for the important things like my children.
Yeah.
The dog.
Yeah.
But I mean, after that, what would you save? Like, if all of a sudden you woke up and it was smoky and you're like, fire, I gotta get out now. You can only grab one thing.
Here's the thing. I've planned for this. Since I was like 12.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Has it changed? You're like, my Polly Pocket.
Same thing. No, I didn't have Polly Pockets when I was 12. I was 11 when I had Polly Pocket.
All right.
One of my friend's houses, my neighbor's house, burned down when I was really young. And so since then, I'm like, I got to have a box. I got to have something just in case. So I've always had this purple locker. And it's not really a locker. It has like a little combination thing, but you just kind of twist it until it opens.
You don't say that.
It's not like a safe or anything. It just has stuff in it.
Okay.
And so I've always kept stuff in there, but right now, this is what I'd go for. One, I make sure Kelly's out, my husband.
Obviously.
Get him out.
After, like, human beings.
I'd have him take the animals to the car, lock them in the car, because otherwise I just have to let them run free and I don't know where they're going to go.
Right, of course.
I'm not going to leash my dog. Hold on. Jethro, stop. Trying to leash him. So, always...
Your dog's name is Jethro?
My dog's name is Jethro.
Why is your dog named Jethro?
He came with the name and I didn't change it.
Okay, all right, sorry.
I wasn't feeling creative.
Are you kidding me? Indiana Jones came with the name Velcro. And I'm like, that's dumb.
No, I like Jethro because I was like, oh, he's like Moses' dad and he's old and gray. That's cute. Okay.
Oh, he was old.
No, he's not. He's just gray. He's old now.
Okay.
But he's just gray.
He was so, we got Indy when he was still like a little pup. And so it was like.
No, my dog was 4 months old when I got him.
You should have changed his name.
I like his name.
4 months old. Jethro.
Jethro.
Okay. That's cool.
So cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
My cat came with the name Caboodle. I changed it to Katniss.
Yeah, I know. That's the worst. This is the worst.
Did she make an appearance at my birthday party? Oh,
who?
She did. She, my cat.
Oh.
She made an appearance, and then your children proceeded to chase her upstairs. I was like, leave the cat alone at night. She's the devil. She's the devil at night. You're going to get scratched.
Wow. I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah, they made it into my bedroom, and they're like underneath the chair. I'm like, you guys are brave. I don't know what's under there.
Wow.
And so, okay, so I'd get my pets in the car.
And then you'd go back into the house. This is terrible.
Okay, no.
You have 8 seconds.
I have a...
Go.
8 seconds. Kelly, get the pets into the car. Get downstairs now. I have to grab my photo book. I have a photo book of pictures that I don't have on anything else.
You haven't, like, scanned all your photos to get them ready?
I don't have a computer.
You don't have
a
computer.
Or a scanner.
Okay.
Or any... I have a phone. And
wow, so you're still, like, old school.
Yes,
have,
I still
like,
have...
photo albums?
I have...
Scrapbooking?
I have... It's actually very... I do, yes. Shut up, I do.
Okay, that's cool.
I have a box and a photo, and it's always right... I know exactly where it is, because these are, like, photos from me not being born, from when I was born to now.
You really, really, really need to get these, like, scanned in somewhere to where that can't happen. What happens if there was a flood in the desert and all of a sudden... On the second floor of the desert and they were destroyed. I'm just saying.
It'd be over at that
point. What if the fire started in the purple box?
It's a big problem.
Somehow. I'm just saying, you need to get those photos scanned in. Get multiple copies.
I could.
You
I
need to get a computer
won't.
First,
so,
though.
literally, I just saved my photo book. And I've been kind of weary of asking this question because I'm afraid people are like, you wouldn't save your Bible first? Oh my gosh. They have 1,000 other Bibles everywhere else. I'm going to just get another Bible.
Right.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, we work on campus of parchments. Every other week, there's like a, hey, guys.
But like, answering this question with other people, they'd be like, I'd get my Bible first because it's just so special to me. I'm like, oh, I can just get another one of those.
Yeah.
I can't replace my pictures.
That's funny. Yeah, but what about your notes and everything? This is why, see, this is why I need a computer. All of my notes from all of my different Bibles I've actually put online. And you can actually...
Really?
Yeah, so they're all saved onto my iPad.
Half the stuff...
So I can just go back.
Can I be honest? The Bible that I read the most, like the one version that I read the most, and it has all the notes on it, I'll read it first and be like, why did I underline that part? It doesn't even make sense to me right now.
And I read the most and it
static! If you call us, you gotta turn your radio down. Hello! Okay, cool.
Nope,
just hang up.
They got.
Gotta take a quick break. Coming right back. We got New Music Tuesday. We've got a lot of bands to get to. And an interview with Nathan Young of Carol Hood and Amberlin. If you would like to ask him a question, listener lightning round.
Yes. And also T-minus 2 hours before the, what is it?
Tickets are no longer available.
Tickets are shut down. So get to mystaticradio.com right now. Get your tickets for tonight's concert. It's Rest Spoken, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Boom. $15, mystaticradio.com. Coming right back. New Music Tuesday with Nathan Young from Amberlin and Carol Hood. If you want to ask him something, the listener lightning round via Facebook. The song is called Violence. That would be Carol Hood right there. From their brand new EP. And in fact, joining us on the phone right now, Nathan Young. Stylistic awesomeness.
I know, you're like jack of all trades, but you're really good at all of it, so I can't say master of none.
So.
Oh, thank you, man. That means a lot.
Is it okay that I love you and yet I'm still kind of like coveting / mad at you? Is that okay? Because you have too many skills, bro.
I know, I follow...
Oh, please.
Oh, okay, I follow Amberlin on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I follow Amberlin on Vine.
Yeah.
Okay, they're so fun, and I know that you're...
So you're basically you're following Nate.
Yeah, basically I'm just following you and what you're doing. So,
no,
creepy.
I just get lucky with them.
Yeah.
Well, I never come into that luck, so...
And you're ridiculously humble. See, it just makes me mad.
It's just the places. Nah.
So,
well, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about Carol Hood. I know that it's, you know, it's like your side project. It's almost like your hidden project. because you've never done a live show before.
Nope.
You don't really talk about Carol Hood a lot. It's just kind of underground and like, here it is. In fact, every time you guys release stuff, you just give it away to the masses.
Yeah.
So, is it a labor of love? What is Carol Hood?
Yeah, I mean, basically, when we started it, we felt like, we just wanted to do it. No other reason than to just make music. And I feel like we all kind of, especially the way like the industry is now, everything has like another reason, you know, whether it's a label or trying to fit this certain thing. And so it's just us making music that we would want to make for no other reason than that. And, you know, with not having a label and not having anything, we can do whatever, and I feel like it spawns, you know, the creative side of it that, you know, we don't have anyone to answer to, we don't have anyone to ask questions about, you know what I mean?
Right.
We don't have to, you know, we really don't have to do anything, so we just do whatever we want, and that's kind of the whole point of Carol Hood, is that we don't really have to get caught up in all that stuff, and I feel like it has the potential to, you know, have things come out of it that would not happen, you know, from any other instance, really, so...
It's a very vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal, so I'm glad that comes across. And, you know, I do feel like with, like, advertising and all that stuff now, it's, like, the best way I feel like and what we feel like is just putting it out and for free. I mean, you could buy it if you want, but if you want to download it for free, then that's cool with us, too. I mean, the point isn't to make money or do anything else except to put music out there, so...
I like that attitude.
Yes, it's a good. It's crazy that you guys are just making music for the sake of making music. It sounds so stressful to me, but it just comes so easily.
No, it's to me it's the opposite of stressful because, you can just do whatever. I mean, we're very thankful to be able to have other things that we can do, but you know what I mean? Like, as far as like a living, and that's, mm-hmm. but that's usually, that's how music is now, is it's usually a business. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. to make your living. And since it's not our living, we can do whatever we want. And we right. can, you know, try stuff, and nothing is held back due to like, oh, a song has to be this long, you know what I mean? It has right. to be 3.5 minutes to fit this, or it has to do this, or we should, you know, we don't do any of that. And without like being cocky, but I'm not saying this that way, but like, there's no really bands that do that, because there's always some other
motive
goal
yeah.
involved. There's always another motive, like, we want to get signed, or you know, we want to tour this. We don't want to get signed. We don't want to tour. I mean, it's literally like the opposite of what all bands are. So
right.
that was the goal with Carolhead, though. This is the first time that I've even talked about Carolhead, and that's the other thing. I feel like everything's so, with bands, you can find out everything about them. You just search
yeah.
Google, and you can find out who does what this person ate that morning, you know, all this
right.
stuff. And it's like, for us, we don't, yeah, like, we won't do, besides this, we won't do any other
interviews
about
or, yeah.
the EP or, yeah, or anything. So we've never really released photos. No one really knows who does what. And that's
right.
kind of the goal, because now it's just overload, you know, sensory yep. overload of every band. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, it's fun. It makes things interesting, and we all love it for sure. So
now, you guys, every member of Carolhood, obviously a part of another band. Do you guys live close to each other? How does the creative process come together for, you know, you just got back from the UK. Before that, you were in, what, the Middle East. So
yeah.
how does this work as far as trying to do a side project, a different project, when every member's in a different band and you guys are constantly touring and doing other things?
Yeah. Well, actually, now I'm the only one that's in another band.
Okay.
The other two dudes aren't in bands anymore. So the way we do it is we just, when I'm home, we kind of get together and mess with stuff. But we do it all, a lot of it, just from sending each other
yeah.
stuff back and forth. We all have this program, Ableton, and we'll write. And so the stuff that we're working on is kind of what ends up being the final product. All we do is go in. Tim has a studio, and we go in and do when I'm home. But the majority of the song is written while we're all away from each other.
Wow.
And then we just kind of piece it together. And then when we get in, you know, that's the other thing with, we're very limited with time. So when we get in, we hit it hard for a few days, and it makes for this cool thing, because we're just going for it. You know what I mean? We don't
yeah.
have 2 or 3 weeks to make a record. We have, you know, 2 days to do a whole EP. So we're just throwing it all in there and trying everything we possibly can. But obviously there's been a lot of work,
yeah.
you know, the months prior. So we're always writing, and we have tons of songs that we'll eventually, you know, keep putting things out throughout the year. So.
Now, speaking of writing, switching gears over, by the way, if you're just joining us, Nathan Young on the phone from Carolhood and Amberlynn, you actually, this latest record, you had a hand in the writing process.
Mm-hmm. I did.
For
Amberlynn.
You did, yes. Let's talk about that. I mean, again, super busy. You guys just got back from the UK, and before that, you were in the Middle East. Tell us about that mm-hmm. experience with Amberlynn being in the Middle East. How did that even come together?
Yeah, that was one of the craziest things we've ever done. We got brought over there by Navy Entertainment, and like a few years ago, they asked us to do a show on the base in Jacksonville, Florida. So we did a show there, and it was really great. And then last year, we got asked to play Guantanamo Bay in Cuba on 4th of July. For the troops, and it was like one of the coolest things we've ever done, just being there. So just from working with them for those things, they asked us to come and play these bases, one in Bahrain and then one in Djibouti, Africa. And so it was just crazy. I mean, they're the greatest people, and I mean, we obviously love being able to do stuff like that and yeah. you know, go support them. So it really was, I mean, I think if you asked all of us individually, we'd all say that was probably the coolest and craziest trip we've ever done. I mean, it just was surreal. Everything about it'll be hard to explain, even like coming home and like trying to tell family and like
right.
even showing them pictures. I just, you know, it'll be hard to get across because, you know, the conversations we had and the things we saw and the people we met, it was just all, like, unbelievable. So, it was crazy. It really was. We played on a freaking aircraft carrier.
Which is amazing!
Africa, and so, yeah, it really was just one of the best things that we've ever done, for sure.
Now, it's 2013 obviously has already kicked off super crazily. I know my co-host was really excited to ask you about one thing.
We saw that you got to perform at BBC Radio.
Yes.
Okay. Did you just do the whole Vital album there? Is like what? How did that go down? Tell us about it.
Yeah. We got basically over in the UK. It's like a big thing. I guess we don't really do it in the States at all. But you go in and you do in studio versions of your songs, basically. Like, you almost just set up as if you're recording an album, except wow. You just play the songs we already did. We did one while we were over there. We did one for XFM over there as well. But the BBC one was insane just because of the history. And
right.
And being in those studios was seriously, it was so great. Yeah, it's nuts because this last trip that we just did, there were so many, like, insane things that happened, like the Middle East and Africa. And then we also got to do, you know, so it was such a rad thing. We just went in, we did four songs. For their radio show, because we'll just do, they just play, have different bands come in. But the studio we did it in, like, the Beatles had recorded there, and Led Zeppelin, and so it was insane. It was really cool.
Dude, so basically the rest of 2013 has to either just be incredibly amazing, or it's just going to suck.
It's not going
to
match.
For real. I think we should have ended with this. I feel like the best way to start, but now everything else is going to be all boring. You know, and while I was in Africa, I swam with whale sharks.
What? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, which that was insane. So, yeah, there's just too many good things at the beginning of the year.
Wow.
Okay, whale sharks, they're just really big sharks? They're really nice sharks?
I know, right?
Whale shark is like, it's like a, I guess it's just a mix between a whale and shark, but it looks crazy. It's all like, looks like a, have you ever seen Life Aquatic?
No, I have not. What?
Bummer. Never mind.
You're like Wes Anderson, I know, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, we would go out, and whale sharks are super, like, unpredictable, so you don't really know where they're going to be. And I guess the two places they go in the world is off this coast in Africa and then Australia. So
you
we got to go. It was just crazy. We just pulled up, and we looked for them, and then they'd be like, oh, there's one, and everything inside of you is telling, you can see it. I mean, they're like 20 feet, uh-huh. And you can see this ominous thing in the water, and they're like, okay, we're going to jump in and swim with them. So it was definitely one of the craziest things I've ever done.
Did you pee a little insane. In your wetsuit? I mean, let's be honest. Are you crazy?
Everything in your body is telling you, do not jump into the water right now. and then they're like, okay, let's go. And then as soon as I jumped in, like, the bubbles cleared. I was like hyperventilating because there's this 20-foot shark like 5 feet in front of me, and I was like, you know, but it was insane. It was really cool.
Joining us on the phone right now, Nathan Young from Carol Hood and Amberlynn just got off of the craziest beginning of a year ever. All time.
Currently adjusting back to America time.
Yeah, no kidding. And we promised the listeners we would do a listener lightning round. We got some questions from listeners on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Are you ready for this, buddy? These would be listener lightning round questions. All right, here we go.
You are king of the world for a day. Make one law that will stick for eternity.
Ooh.
Wait, what? That was a question?
That was a question.
You're the king of the world for a day.
What is one law that you can make that it would stick for eternity?
You can make one law. It's going to stick forever. What law are you making?
Oh, man. That doesn't seem like something that should come up quickly. I feel like if you said make a law for, like, one day, that could be easier. But right. For the rest of eternity, man, that's some serious thinking. I don't think I should answer that. I think I should probably pass on that question.
You are wise.
So next time Amberlynn comes to Albuquerque, you'll have your answer.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Okay,
beautiful.
This one's a bit lighter. Sloppy Joe or Chili Dog?
Chili Dog.
Yeah.
Okay, Chili Dog. But, like, from where?
What do you mean from where?
Well,
it doesn't matter. Just
like home? Or, like, did you buy it?
Nathan's is the best food I've ever.
There we go. I'll be
good job.
Yep.
Good job.
Okay. How stinky does the tour bus get?
Not at all.
I was going to say.
You're already clean.
Yeah.
You're all super like metro, hipster, awesome. Come on, Steven wears like this. Yeah, I'm not going to go into
it. Yeah, we just.
It's the cleanest individual I've ever met.
That's miserable to be on tour and have it be gross. So, yeah, we light candles and keep it clean all the time. So.
That's really good.
All right. Yep.
And last, what's the most embarrassingly bad song you've ever recorded?
Ooh.
Oh, man, that's another one I probably shouldn't make. Man, I don't know. I'd like to think that all of the jams that we've done are, you know, none of them are too embarrassing. I mean, we had a band before when I was younger with my brother, but I'm still proud of those. So I guess none.
There you go.
All right.
I like that. There's never been an album where you guys recorded stuff and you're like, that is not going on the record.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I guess no one would know those.
Yeah.
No, there's definitely stuff we've done that, you know, whatever.
New record. What are you most proud of with the new Amberlin record?
Like which song or just...
Yeah, you know? In general, because you are part of the writing process, and
yeah,
I know
yeah.
most people think like, oh, it's the drummer, he hits things, you know? But you were heavily involved in this record, so for you, what was the penultimate moment?
I think for me, it would probably be the song Other Side, just because that was the one that I like had worked on for a long time and kind of just messed with the most, so... To be able to, like, hear that finished and, like, fully done is just, you know, kind of a crazy thing. Especially because I didn't write for Amberlin barely at all in the last, you know, or the previous record. So I think to, like, have a song that I was heavily involved with, you know, be to the point where it was, I think is probably the most, you know, proud moment for me. And I got to sing on the bridge of it, which was really cool. And stuff,
thanks.
So.
Singer and yeah. drummer.
That's right.
Dude.
Dude.
So can we play Other Side then?
Yeah.
I have one other question. I have one other question.
Okay.
What's your favorite filter on Instagram?
I don't use Instagram filters.
Okay, neither do I. What's your favorite? Do you use Afterglow?
I do, Afterglow.
What's your favorite? I don't even use filters on Afterglow. I just edit.
Oh, man. You guys are so hipster.
We're so cool.
This is getting stupid.
I know.
Yeah, Afterglow probably, yeah, I don't know. I think Afterglow is pretty good across the board. I like their filters, actually. I can't remember which one I use the most, but I think overall, Visco is probably the best editing app, though.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, Nathan yeah. Young from Carolhood Amberlin, photographer, model, son of a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
6-second videoer on Vine.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you. Jack of all trades. Jack of all trades.
Well, thanks.
Dude, it was good to have you hanging with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
All right, so here it is, the penultimate moment in Nathan's career. Not really, but favorite song. How's this? Other Side for you right now. This one from their latest record, Vital. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. It is Theology Thursday. On Tuesday.
Yes.
9:14 now. We should actually probably take care of something
before
we get to Pastor Scott Tom.
I'm ready.
All right.
There's bridge repair Montano Road, northwest at Culture, as well as the right lane is closed central west between Yucca Drive, northwest and 57th. Road construction, three lanes are blocked, closed off on southern at Eubank. I think there's four.
Dude, there are dots all over Albuquerque.
About an hour ago, there was an accident on Paradise and Golf Course, as well as San Mateo and Alameda.
Yeah.
Just
be careful, people. There are dots everywhere today on our map.
There is literally construction. I can't say that. Not literally construction everywhere, but mostly everywhere. There's still an accident in Paradise at Golf Course, apparently, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Now!
Hello, sir.
Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship joining us, and I hear...
Oh, no.
For the last time! At least for a while.
Okay.
Now, I gotta say, I'm like, I was sad when you said that, and you're like, hey, guys,
And then you started talking about what God has been doing. Are you allowed to talk about some of it? Is this it? No?
I can share a little bit.
Okay.
I don't want to go too deep into it.
Yeah. You don't have to.
But God's blowing up our vision. And as much as I love coming in here, I love you too. I like so much what you're doing for the community and reaching a segment that is really, you know, kind of ignored.
Right.
By so much of the church, and doing a great job in ministry with very little resources at times, you know, and you guys persevere and your audience is great, but God's blowing up our vision. We have a vision to plant churches and do things, and we planted three this summer, and I've got another group of guys we're training up, and so we're hoping to do eight out of that, but just the resources he's bringing to us, he's accelerating that quite rapidly.
Right.
And so I need every spare moment now to jump on that vision and run with it. And so, we got to say adieu.
Yeah.
If you have special things, you know, you can bring me in, and I'd love to help. But you got some... It sounds like God's already replacing me anyway.
It's funny how it works, because we have a very dear friend, Jarrett, who is new to the Albuquerque area from San Francisco, had a church out there. He's now a pastor on staff here at Calvary Albuquerque, part of Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. In fact, he's going to be with us tonight for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus Show.
Cool.
Really excited about that. So a couple weeks ago now, he just started coming in on Thursday for Theology Thursday on Thursday. And so it's amazing how that kind of balances itself out there. So it's sad.
That's amazing.
I'm so easily replaced.
No, not true. Yes. You've been coming in here for quite some time.
It's true.
And so I was pretty bummed when he said that. But then on the flip side, I know the passion. I know your heart for planting churches. Mm-hmm. And you've had this excitement and this vision for some time now. And God is just doing crazy things, man.
Crazy things, I'm telling you. It's so crazy. It sounds almost insane if I articulate it.
Right.
But he keeps confirming it. So
got to write that stuff down.
Yeah. Well, I am. I'm actually in the middle of putting that together, and that's part of what I have to do on Tuesdays is I'm putting it together, because we're training people how to do the same thing we're doing.
Yeah.
And so we're multiplying that. It's just not all about us, about the kingdom of God. And, and we're hoping to, you know, my original vision was 100 churches, and God's exploding that. So that's about all I can share. But
there you go.
He's brought all kinds of resources just in the last month that is, it's like exploding that and confirming. So I'm so jazzed, so excited.
Yeah. But dude.
I'll amazing. Miss you guys so much, too. That's just hard.
Well, we'll have to borrow you from time to time. So.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We shall see. Now, for being that it's your final Tuesday, I don't, you know, I'm already emotional. We talked about this in the 6 o'clock hour. We did a break on it because it's National Marriage Week. It started on the 7th. It goes through the 14th. And we've been highlighting marriages and, you know, trying to help people out as far as relationships and, you know, Valentine's Day and some of the stresses of that and just some of the stresses that come in with a marriage. And today we thought we'd do something a little different. We wanted to highlight something sad but awesome at the same time. Is that possible?
Yes.
So, Marriage Week. National Marriage Week. Ends on the 14th. And, you know...
Whoa, love.
there are times where marriage is difficult. It's tough, dude.
Yeah.
It is. I said this last week with Jarrett that it's the most challenging human relationship on earth.
It's a roller coaster.
Yes.
Of love.
It really is. It's also the most rewarding relationship, but you have to pour into it, man. And so I wanted to talk about one such couple who has poured it in, because marriage is already difficult, but then you add serious things to that. This is a couple who I don't know all the details, but the wife had cancer, battling cancer, and I believe last Sunday was admitted to the ER. I apologize, in December. This was in December. It's just coming to the press now. In December was admitted to an emergency room because of trouble breathing. She had a form of breast cancer, and... this week on a website called Reddit, which is where You can post photos and things and share things. The son, he's 24 years old. He posted a letter that he received from a doctor. And I just wanted to read the letter. The letter says, "Dear Mr. Blank," it's been removed, you know, for protective reasons, which totally cool. It says, "I'm the emergency medicine physician who treated your wife, Mrs. So-and-so, last Sunday in the emergency department at the hospital. I learned only yesterday about her passing away and wanted to write to you to express my sadness. In my 20 years as a doctor in the emergency room, I have never written to a patient or a family member, as our encounters are typically hurried and do not always allow for more personal interaction. However, in your case, I felt a special connection with your wife, who was so engaging and cheerful in spite of her illness and trouble breathing. I was also touched by the fact that you seemed to be a very loving couple. You were highly supportive of her, asking the right questions with calm, care, and concern. From my experience as a physician, I find that the love and support of a spouse or family member is the most soothing gift, bringing peace and serenity to those critically ill. I'm sorry for your loss, and I hope you can find comfort in the memory of your wife's great spirit and of your loving bond. My heartfelt condolences go out to you and your family." And then the doctor signed it. Apparently, this doctor sent this letter to the 24-year-old son after he had discovered that the wife had passed away. And as he had said, you know, in the 20 years of working in the ER, he had never done anything like that. The son made a comment to the Huffington Post. He said, quote, "If my mother were alive to see this, she would want readers to reflect on the power of showing compassion toward a total stranger. The support I got from Reddit was amazing. Doctors, nurses, and other Redditors who have lost their mothers to cancer were all shocked and amazed that the doctor took the time to write such a heartfelt, meaningful letter." And as we talk about marriage and being National Marriage Week and the difficulties of marriage sometimes, you'd add on the stresses of an illness. You add on the worry, the anxiety, the depression that can set in, the fears that are overwhelming. And then you see a letter from an emergency room physician who is overwhelmed by the love he saw from the husband and wife. And I wanted to showcase that. I wanted to highlight that. I wanted to talk about that this morning with you, Pastor, because it is National Marriage Week, and it's something that, man, sadly, is becoming more and more rare. As we look at these things for National Marriage Week, you look at the divorce rates among quote-unquote Christians, among the church, and it's skyrocketing. And so I wanted to talk about this relationship because there are a lot of stresses in a marriage. There are a lot of anxieties and worries and things that can throw a monkey wrench into a relationship between a husband and a wife. And so I thought this would be a good morning to talk about love and what scripture talks about love and our roles as a husband and our roles as a wife and how we can show that love, because man, this total stranger was so overwhelmed by the love he saw in this couple. I couldn't help but think of John 13:34-35, you know, that commandment to love one another. "By your love, all men will know you're my disciples, by your love for one another." I don't know if this couple were even believers, but it was just overwhelming to see a husband and wife so calm and caring and compassionate and concerned for one another and asking the right questions and being so loving that it stirred a doctor that after 20 years of being in the ER, it stirred him so much that he, for the first time, wrote a letter to a husband. So let's talk about this. Love. Marriage. You've been married for a few years now.
A few years now. Yeah. We're, what, coming up on, in August, it'll be 29 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that's something to like stand up and clap and celebrate, because as I said, the divorce rate, you know, is going through all the different things for National Marriage Week was kind of staggering. It's kind of upsetting and it's kind of sad to see. And so let's talk about the flip side of that. You've been married for, it'll be 29 years.
Yeah.
How?
I'm married to a peach, man. She's awesome.
Yeah.
The how is basically 1 Corinthians 13.
Yeah.
She's a loving person.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we're such a generation, well, many generations now, of looking at just at ourselves and what we get out of this, and we're there only when things are going right, and
right.
we don't think of commitment and for better or worse. And but there's a key phrase in there, what love is, and love thinks the best. That's one of the ones we really don't really expound upon. And what does that mean, love thinks the best? That means love isn't quickly injured. Love isn't quickly accusative, you know? Love isn't something that, that quickly blames, but you think the best. And so when somebody, when your spouse says something that could be cutting you, you immediately think of, well, they have my best interest at heart. What are they trying to communicate? You know, instead of quickly becoming injured and defensive and now I'm a victim, you know, thinking the best means that you take it with the positive. That if a spouse is late, you're not immediately thinking, what are they doing and who are they with and whatever. Because you trust. You immediately yeah. think the best. And that's the way God works with us. But that's also how we need to operate with one another. People say, how could Jesus let Judas even hold the money? How could he even make him an apostle? Because God thinks the best, even though he knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Not only does he think the best, he always acts on the best. And even though he knows he will be injured and betrayed by Judas. Mm. And it says in the Psalm, my own friend lifted up his heel against me that I broke bread with, right? He always presents the best and thinks the best and get that kind of love is unbelievable. How do I do it? It's been, frankly, we've had rough patches.
Yeah.
But not between us. I've never raised my voice. I have a temper, but she's never brought it out of me because yeah. she's this type of woman. She blows me away in the sense of who she is and how, but I waited on God. I was lucky. A pastor taught me early on, you wait on God. You wait for God's perfect will and you let God bring it together. And I was willing to wait. And I was close with another woman before. And I even had, even between that time when she was a Christian, a great woman, but it wasn't the absolute right one for me. A great gal. And then the enemy brought his own gal in to try right. to, you know, get to me. But I was like, it just doesn't feel right. I don't see the walk in her. She says, I remember in Houston, sitting there at a little home church, and there's only like 12 people in the whole church, so I was usher, greeter,
yeah.
everything, you know.
yep. yeah.
And I wasn't the pastor, but I was helping out, and I remember this little black Datsun pulling up in there, and this cute little gal with these sunglasses on, reminding me of the ZZ Top, you know, cheap sunglasses, you know. If you're gonna do anything, get yourself some cheap sunglasses. And it was like a slow motion she flips her hair back, you know, and pulls off her sunglasses. And I was in love, you know. And I asked her out and she told me no. Seriously, she told me no. And right there, I knew she was the one. You know why?
Because she said no.
Because she said no because she was coming out of a relationship with someone else and it wasn't quite over. And until it was absolutely over, she said, no, I can't.
Yeah.
She wasn't even married. It's not a marriage. She was just dating.
Right.
And she goes, until that's absolutely over, I cannot date you. And I knew this is the woman I want because I can trust her.
Right.
Look, she's not even in a you know, a relationship,
marriage covenant
yeah. relationship, and she's that faithful. This is the woman I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I knew she's a woman of integrity, and I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait. And that's, I don't know. The key is, man, I got the best person. She's the bestest. But, you know, I don't know. I can't explain it. But
right.
one of the key areas that we often lack is believe the best. Love yeah. believes the best.
Yeah.
And a lot of arguments, a lot of things won't even happen if you believe the best. What'd you say? What'd you do? Why are you doing that? if you were believing the best, it doesn't become an irritation. It doesn't become a brick that begins to build a wall between you and him, or you or him and her, because you're believing the best.
So you're telling us to not assume, which I hear is the lowest form of communication.
Right.
Not assuming. You know what it is? When you are first dating, you have rose-colored glasses on, right?
Oh, of course.
Everything they do is great. It's grand because you're believing the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, she's running late. Well, she's just probably dolling herself up even more for me when I get to see her. Oh my gosh, you know, and she's all, you're believing the best. Later on, when you're running, like, come here,
come
you know,
on.
Come, you got the car keys and you're shaking them in the thing, get over here, you know, and you're not believing the best anymore.
Wow.
She doesn't care about me and we got to be there on time. But if you're just believing the best, you know, that, well, maybe she got a call, maybe she's ministering to someone, you know, honey, hey, we're running late, you know, can, if we just, that's what, but that's what Christ does for us. Yeah. Can you imagine? He knows what we're full of.
Right.
Yeah.
We're full of ourselves. We're full of sin. We're full of, but he believes the best in each one of us.
Yeah.
He looked at Peter and said, Peter, he knew what Peter was. Peter's rebuked him, you know? Jesus says, hey, I'm going to go to my death. No, Lord, you know, stands in front of Jesus and stops him in his path, you know.
Yeah.
I shall save you, Lord. You know, and Jesus is like, oh, Satan, get behind me. But then, just a short while later, here they are in Caesarea Philippi. And they have these huge rocks behind them, right? And these people come put their idols on the rocks, and they're praying to these idols and praying for all. And he turns to Peter and he says, Peter, upon this rock, he's looking at Peter, I'm going to build my church.
Yeah.
He knows Peter's flaky as you know, corn, right?
Yeah.
And yet he believes the best because he knows what he can make out of Peter. And he just spoke into Peter's life. Peter, dude, in the future, you're going to be a rock for the church. An absolute rock. And the gates of hell, dude, the gates of hell will not prevail against you.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Now, instead of Peter telling him, no, Lord, you know, I'll protect you. Jesus is flipping it all, you know, all around. He goes, dude, I'm going to be with you. And what I'm going to make out of you, you're a warrior that's going to go to the gates of hell. And they're going to close the gates and tremble, but it won't hold. You're going to kick those gates down. Yeah, you want to go tackle, you know, you're like, oh, let's go, Lord, you know, but he believes the best. He does that for us.
Yeah.
He loves on us like that. We need to do that for our spouse.
Yeah.
We need to do that. Believe the best. Hope the best. Mm. Not immediately condemning, you know, thinking the worst, thinking negatively, but seeing what the possibilities are and believing that and encourage him in that.
Pastor Scott Tom joining us from Cross Christian Fellowship. You are listening to Steve-O and Mitch. And, talking about National Marriage Week, 1 Corinthians 13, where we're speaking from. I'm just going to go ahead and read it, starting in verse 4. It says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends, or love never fails, depending on, you know, your translation. I was reading from the ESV that time, but I know NIV says love never fails, and I love that. I love it!
I love it, too. We have a God of love. He's not a God of evil. Do you know how, and you can't say lucky, but blessed. I mean, our God is infinite in love. He's infinite in love. Everything he does is measured out of love. It's motivated by love.
Yeah.
He operates in love. He thinks in love. He looks at you in love constantly. Not out of anger, not about to thrash you, not hoping that he can send you to hell.
Yeah.
He believes the best. He works toward the best. Oh, my gosh.
Speak to somebody who's listening, maybe. You know, you talk about having those rose-colored glasses when you're dating, and we all have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, over whatever, we forget that part. The, you know, hopes all things, believes all things, endures all things. How could you speak into somebody to say, hey, how can they practically believe all things, hope all things, what is it, renewing their mind through the word, or what would you say to somebody who may be like, yeah, but I'm so frustrated and you don't understand what I'm going through?
Yeah, usually we're frustrated because of two things, either false expectations or rights that we believe we have. And they may be God-given rights, but I have the right to be on time. Why is she taking so long getting here?
Right.
And then, so I start getting angry, right? You have to turn around and give up that right. You endure all things, which means you have to become the servant. You have to become like Jesus. He had the right to be worshipped. He's the creator of heaven and earth, but yet it says in Philippians 2 that he didn't consider it something to hold on to dearly and strongly, that he was there in the midst of millions of angels being worshipped, and every time he walked around or turned the corner, holy, holy, holy,
right,
is the Lord God Almighty. He was worthy to. And the angels watch in awe as he comes down and becomes a man,
right,
and he gives up all those rights, and he becomes a servant. Well, how do we deal with that? We got to become more and more like Jesus. And the more we can become like him, the more we can operate in the love that's described in 1 Corinthians 13 by his power in that. So when we start getting angry or frustrated and, oh, I just want to choke him, you know, I just, you know, I want to, or, you know, maybe it's an expectation. You expect to be on time. You feel you have this right. Give up that right. Lower that expectation, but lift that partner up to meet proper godly expectations. If you have an expectation that isn't biblical, look, I have a problem with people who chew with their mouth open. There's nothing biblical with that.
Right.
Okay, there's no
annoying.
I can't find a scripture that says, thou mustest chew it with thy mouth closest.
Right.
Right? It's not there. It may be polite.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't see, you know, mangled, you know, fettuccine, you know, but
sounds gross.
But it sounds gross, right? But now that's getting me upset. But that's not a God-given right,
right?
And I need to turn that over to him. Once I was able to begin to do that, I don't get angry.
Yeah.
Or if I feel it start coming on, I'm like, you don't have a right to get mad at that. That's not a God-given right. You know, that's a cultural expectation, or that's a society expectation, or that's your personal expectation. Drop it.
Yeah.
You know? But we do that, you know, we do that when we're first dating. We see something that in that person, we go, oh, how cute.
Right.
10 years later, it's the button that they push that causes us to go crazy, right? You know, back then it's like, oh, she's so fresh. She's so like, you know, just what's on her mind. I love it. We communicate. And then.
Why do you tell me everything?
Yeah. 10 years later. Exactly. Right. So you're like, you know, hey,
seriously,
Jerry,
there's some things you just need to keep to yourself.
Yeah.
Being rude.
But it's because.
It's so true.
See, it's because expectations change and thinking the best changes. And it's that same. That's why you can have the fresh love. Like that continues on decade after decade. And you're like, I love you more now than ever before. I mean, it's awesome. I do. I love my wife more now than ever before. And one thing we tell one another, when we really want to make a statement, we don't say, I love you. She looks at me and she goes, I choose you.
Hmm.
You know what that's telling me? It's telling me she's saying over all the other men in the world that I could have been with or could be with now, I want to be here.
Yeah.
I choose you.
That's powerful because, you know, a lot of times, I love you becomes the how you get off the phone. You know what I mean? You're like on the phone talking. Okay, I got to go. Okay, I love you. All right, that means I get to go now because I said I love you.
Yeah.
And we designate it to that.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Night.
Love you. Yeah. Yeah.
Or good night. Okay,
good night.
Good night.
I'm trying to end the conversation now.
I love you. Okay, that means good night. That means turn off the light, go to bed. That's what that means, you know? But when she turns and looks at me or in the hallway and I'm walking by and she wants to stop me in the tracks, my tracks, she says, hey, and she goes, I still choose you.
Mm.
It's like the deepest way. It's like as you wish.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Oh, are you kidding
me? You get it.
I get it. Yeah.
That's what it is. And it's better now than it's ever been. Better. And marriages can be that way.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Yeah. So, man, we should celebrate marriage. There's nothing like it. It can be as irritating as all get out, but it also, if it's done right, will bring you closer to each other and closer to God.
Yeah.
It is the avenue. It is his institution that he's ordained for that very thing. And it can be wonderful. And a lot of people are out there are skeptical and my parents divorced and all that. My heart bleeds for you, but I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Marriage can be awesome. It can be so wonderful. And if you're in one that's hurting, he can heal it. He can change it. He can make it right.
Yeah.
But you must break your own heart before God and do what God asks.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of times, you know, we hear things like this and, this is all I gotta do. Okay, cool. I'm gonna believe all things. I'm gonna do this. But then your spouse may be not there yet.
Yeah.
And, so then it just grates on you because then you're, these are the expectations. Well, I'm doing it. I'm trying now. Why can't you just try?
Yeah.
And so then again, you're getting that right. You're trying to take that right back, that expectation back, and trying to own something that you need to let go of.
That's the endure all things.
Yeah.
That's where Jesus came and endured all things. And even though many people spat on him.
While we were yet sinners.
Right. Don't you think that some of those people, like the Samaritan village that chased him away when he was headed towards Jerusalem, and then he rose? Don't you think some of those people were like, we're idiots.
Mm.
How could we have done that?
Yeah.
But then they had a complete change. We endure all things because over time, you know, you can't control or change your spouse, but over time, oftentimes the light comes on and it works.
Yeah.
And it works in such a big way that it's awesome. It's worth waiting for and enduring. It is.
National Marriage Week in studio with us right now, Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship, and talking a little bit about this letter that was written. If you're just joining us, an ER doctor, man, was just overwhelmed by the love he saw from this married couple that after 20 years of working in the ER, he had never been moved to write a letter to someone who had lost a significant other, but he found out the wife who had cancer passed away, and when he found out, he was just so moved by their love for one another that he wrote her this letter, or wrote him, rather, this letter, the husband, just this letter of, I don't know, hope, this letter of thankfulness that he was able to see their love for one another. And it just got us talking for National Marriage Week about love. And so if you missed any part of this 9 o'clock hour, I highly encourage you check out the podcast. It will be loaded this morning. MyStaticRadio.com. And, I know we gotta go.
Gotta go.
And I know it's your last Tuesday, but I don't know that there could have been a better way to go out than talking about
perfect.
Love. I love love.
Love.
I love talking about it. And, you know, been married a little over a decade now. And yeah, it is the most challenging, relationship, but it's also the most rewarding human relationship.
It is
incredible. And, so thank you for sharing that with us this morning.
You're welcome.
And, if you're listening and interested to find out more about Pastor Scott Tom, crossfellowship.org is the website. And, man, we'll be praying for this vision and this school and
so much
the discipleship going on and the churches being planted and everything going on with your ministry because God is doing some incredible things and exploding that. So.
Yeah. And thank you guys for, you know, just having me in and putting up with me and, you know, again, we'll be praying for you guys and guys, please support this ministry and what they're doing. I know that, you know, money is tight and stuff, but hey, part of love is giving.
Yeah.
Part of love is generosity, and we're a family. You know, help out these guys, participate in the things they're doing, support, like if they're having a concert like tonight, go support it and plug in, but pray for these guys. Most importantly, pray for these guys, because it's a ministry that's being used mightily, and so, you know, and if you're in many cities, you don't have a group of people as dedicated doing what they're doing, meeting a segment of people. Albuquerque's blessed to have a radio program like this and people dedicated to do the research and do all this for minimal pay.
Hmm.
And I know you wouldn't say that, but I know that.
Thank you.
But it's a work of love.
Yeah,
you can
man.
See it in their eyes. So anyways.
Thank
love.
You.
Love.
love.
All right. Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship, and you can check out details at crossfellowship.org. I know. We will take these off air. We're coming right back. We have a final announcement because it is Red Jumpsuit Apparatus tonight. We're going to have Adrian to talk about the status of ticket sales, where we're at, get a final count, get prepared for this crazy show this evening. In the meantime, get there. MyStaticRadio.com. Get your tickets.
You have about 10 minutes.
Yeah, so coming right back, we'll talk a little bit about that. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.